From NPR News in Washington, I'm Richard Lee Harris. The White House says President Obama has decided to delay acting on immigration until after the midterm elections. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the move takes a controversial executive action off the table during campaign season.
President Obama is going to wait until after November to use his executive authority to give temporary deportation relief to immigrants in the country illegally who meet certain criteria. He's already done so for the so-called Dreamers, young people brought here illegally as children. In June, he'd said he'd act soon after his advisors gave him recommendations at the end of the summer. But since then, he's come under pressure from Senate Democrats running for re-election in red states who are worried about a backlash from Republicans. Many Republicans consider amnesty anything that offers legalization, even temporarily, to undocumented workers. Immigrant advocacy groups were disappointed by the news, but White House aides say there's no possibility the president is backing off his plan to act unilaterally. He's merely adjusting the timing. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
In an interview for tomorrow's Meet the Press, Obama says he wants more time to let the American people know why executive action is right for the country. Days after the Obama administration confirmed it had killed the leader of Somalia's al-Shabaab insurgents, Ahmed Gaddani, the militant group has named a new leader. Hundreds of thousands of customers are without power in and around Detroit after a severe storm caused widespread outages. As WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter reports, officials say it was the 10th largest storm in the last century.
Generators are humming across Metro Detroit as utility crews work to reestablish power in the area. DTE Energy spokesperson Scott Simon says the storm gusted over 75 miles an hour with nickel-sized hail, downing hundreds of trees and thousands of power lines.
We had essentially hurricane-force winds, gusts of more than 75 miles an hour that caused about 2,000 down power lines. And so, you know, we want our customers to stay clear at least 20 feet from any down power line.
Simon says it could take several days to completely restore power. Crews from Ohio, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania have been called in to help. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
There were two stunning back-to-back upsets at the U.S. Open semifinals in Flushing Meadows, New York today. Croatia's Marin Cilic swept past 17-time Grand Slam champion Roger Federer, and that was on the heels of Japan's Kei Nishikori defeating top-seeded Novak Djokovic.
Disappointment today. It is what it is. It's sport. I have to congratulate the better opponent and move on and try to finish off this year, hopefully as close as I have last year.
Monday will be the first Grand Slam title decider in 9 years without Federer, Djokovic, or Rafael Nadal. This is NPR News. The Syrian government launched a series of airstrikes targeting the stronghold of the militant group, the Islamic State. That's the same group U.S. airstrikes are targeting in neighboring Iraq. Susanna George reports activists say more than 30 people have been killed, mostly civilians.
Purported videos of the aftermath uploaded to YouTube show civilians sifting through rubble beside smoldering buildings. The deadliest attack hit a crowded bakery, activists and civilians say. A handful of Islamic State fighters were also killed by the strikes. Witnesses report injured fighters were rushed away to private field hospitals run by the group, while civilians were left behind. The Syrian city of Raqqa is where the Islamic State, the militant group that now controls a large swath of territory across Syria and Iraq, is headquartered. Government warplane attacks on the Islamic State in Raqqa have become more intense since June, when the group expanded its control into Iraq next door. For NPR News, I'm Susanna George in Beirut.
Sierra Leone plans to put the entire country on lockdown for 3 days later this month to try to stop the spread of Ebola. That means the government will order people to stay in their homes from September 19th through the 21st. The delay is so people will have enough time to stock up on food before the lockdown begins. Hawaii's Civil Defense Agency is tracking lava flow from the state's active volcano. Residents in a sparsely populated area nearby are still on alert and remain under an eruption warning, even though the lava flow has slowed from 300 yards a day to about 150 yards. I'm Richard Harris, NPR News.